fourth in the table, 10 games gone. How would you assess the sort of what's nearly the first quarter of the season so far for the Seagulls?
Yeah, it's gone pretty quick actually.
Yeah.
It's been probably indifferent, I'd say. I don't think we've performed at the peak of where we can do in stages we have, but I don't think we've actually probably dominated a game from start to finish as of yet, as how we know we can do. But you know, we would have took it if you'd have asked us at this point now. But it's important we finish this little sort of section off now on Saturday, away at Sheffield Wednesday, with a victory, and then we kickstart the next stage.
I mean, how easy is it to identify why that is, and what areas that you need to improve on, do you think?
I think last year the boys, the club itself, was playing at its, you know, top peak. It wasn't as if every week there was four or five that was playing, you know, fantastically well, and the others were just sort of average. I think last, especially towards when I come in, obviously in February, I can only go by. I thought the lads were playing. Everyone was playing at the very, very highest of their personal games. Hence the results and the goals that was being scored and the clean sheets that was being kept. While we haven't sort of continued that run straight off, is it a hangover effect of what happened last year? I don't think so. It was never really spoke about over the summer or pre-season. We sort of knuckled down, we put it to bed straight away. But we're slowly getting there. You know, it's important just to see that we're winning games first and foremost. Doesn't matter how you win them. But we're slowly sort of starting to see that the performance is coming back. Obviously defensively, keeping clean sheets with the back four on Stocco is fantastic. It's just obviously converting chances over in, which is the hardest part in any game. But we're getting there.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the clean sheet. You've got the best defence in the Championship so far this season, which is impressive. You've played in lots of different teams. Is that always the foundation, whether, you know, look back when you were at Chelsea, Stoke, wherever it may be?
100%, yeah. You keep a clean sheet, you don't lose a game. So that's the basis of any game. If you go into that, you know, that's one of our sayings before, you know, we keep a clean sheet, we win the game. And it's down to the flared players as such to maybe try and win it for us, or for a centre half to come up and win it with his head. But I think it goes for every team, every game. That's the foundation that you build on. The longer it goes on into the game, if it's 0-0, you always try to look for the winning goal. If it doesn't come, you just say clean sheet and we come away with a draw.
What about you? I mean, you talk about your role and you came in, now you've got another year's contract. I mean, how do you see it? Do you see it frustrating, or do you accept it, or is this is your chance? I know it's unfortunate, Baram, and now Dale's out, but you know, how do you feel about that situation? Yeah. Surely at this stage of your career, no disrespect, no, you won't be playing football.
Yeah, I think it doesn't matter how old you are. I think mentally you always want to play, whether you're in your 20s, early 30s, late 30s, however long you go for, you always want to play, and mentally you always think you can play. Obviously the body will tell you different once obviously you get older. For me, I think I've had to learn, obviously, as the older that I've got, you know, you can't be playing every game, obviously, depending on recent history, etc. But I think I've come in the mind that I want to play and I'm good enough to play and be in the starting 11. If that's not the fact, then obviously that's the manager's call. I'm old enough and wise enough to get on with that and obviously not throw tantrums and bits and bobs. I've never been that kind of player. And you just get on with it and you help the team out. And you wait for a chance, and then when it comes, you got to grab it with both hands. Obviously, we're fortunate here that we've got a healthy squad and competition for places. So if you do get injured, or you do fall out of favour, or you're not in form and you come out, and then someone else goes in, then you've got to wait full circle for it to maybe come back round. Whether that might be a short space of time with down to the others if they've not performed, or it could be, you know, a long time. So I think the most important thing is if you're not involved in the starting 11. However disappointed you are, it's key and it's important that you play your role, and then you give the other boys the best encouragement to go out and win the game, because at the end of the day it's a team game and there's no individuals.
I mean, it looks like you get a chance this weekend. I think you played Sheffield Wednesday three times last season, so you're probably not the ideal game for you to play in. Is this an opportunity though to sort of banish that memory of that playoff semi-final, and I know there's this thing hanging over the Albion that they've never won at Hillsborough and all those kind of things. But for you, you know, do you feel that you were a part of that experience when it was a very unfortunate, frustrating night?
Yeah, again, obviously, the fortunate thing, obviously, in this league is that the games come thick and fast. Now, obviously, we played last Saturday, we played Tuesday, and then we obviously you switch your focus straight on to obviously this Saturday coming up. It's not been spoke about the previous time we was there or the time before that. It's just football. It's just another game. Obviously, it wasn't a nice night, evening when we went there last time. If we get a performance and a victory, but does it put it to bed? Possibly so, but you know, I don't think the lads are looking at it in that respect. They're looking at it as it's another game, and it's a game that we want to win, it being the last game before the international break.
And actually maybe because they could be a promotion rival as they were last season, so it's taking points of another team like of is course. Maybe more significant.
Of course, yeah. I mean, we look to take points every week. If we can take them off teams that look like they're going to be up or there or thereabouts, then even better. But as I say, it's just another game for the boys, and that's how you've got to look at it in this league. I know people say it week in, week out, and it's that old cliche, but literally, if you come away from that, then you get found out and then you start tailing off.